to my sad complaint give ear, all you that hear my story. As fate has been to me severe, set my sad case before ye. A loving husband I have lost, one that I loved most dearly. But fortune has our wishes crossed, for which I mourn sincerely. Like one dismayed, I rove about in sorrow for my jewel, and in sad dismal plaints cry out, why were the laws so cruel to rob me of my husband dear when life was set before him? But vain, alas, reflections are, no pity can restore him. Oh, how my heart with grief was filled to see my love expire. For him I'd freely have been killed, had I had my desire. Alas, alas, my husband kind, if tears thy life could borrow, I'd weep and mourn till I was blind, and drown myself in sorrow. Where shall I run to hide my grief? Will not kind heaven ease me? No pity now can bring relief, no earthly blessings please me. Sorrow alone my food shall be, I'll spend my time in weeping, and pray and wish most constantly, heaven has his soul in keeping. Some little favor, it is true, our gracious queen did offer, which served but to increase my woe, since he at last must suffer. To pleasure some my love must die, whom he offended never. But oh, alas, their cruelty has parted us forever. How oft his innocence has he in solemn truth declared, saying, though I am from murder free, for death I am prepared. This is true, my loving wife, no sword to me belonged. And those that swore to take my life, their conscience much have wronged. These words my heart with sorrow pierced, and filled it with vexation. And then in tears I thus expressed my woeful lamentation. O cruel laws, more cruel men, that did his death endeavor. On your hard hearts I'll still complain, that ruined me forever. Since here my love we parted be, and I left broken hearted, I hope to have thy company, where we shall ne'er be parted. But those who witness wrongfully, though justice here has spared them, yet heaven, if they guilty be, hereafter will reward them.